Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. Coach Thompson, the Rockets coming off of a 22-0 loss at Caldwell County. 11th straight year we've lost to the Tigers. Doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it definitely doesn't get any easier. You know, that's a tough loss for us, especially going in with the expectations so high and really just not going and performing at all times throughout the game at the level that you should. You know, it was just frustrating. But, you know, we saw a lot of positives after watching the film. And what I know for sure is that our kids will play tough, physical, and Caldwell County knows that they were in a game.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to get easier as we go down the road either. This week, Paintsville, the number two team in the state of Kentucky, and we have some breaking news, I guess, if you will, about that. Talked to you and Superintendent Mr. Clark before we came on the air today, and Paintsville has issued a statement that they are not willing to come to Crittenden County because of the high volume of COVID cases over the past few weeks. And so in response, I'll let you handle this.
Yeah, they contacted us over the weekend and made that decision. We have actually been in contact with them for a week, you know, just monitoring the numbers and then just trying to come up with the plan. And really what it came down to is they were going to make a decision by today, Monday, of whether or not they were coming based off the numbers. And, you know, we've just flirted with that red to orange color on that map, that state map, that their superintendent just really didn't feel comfortable with traveling to our community. So, you know, the thing about Mr. Clark and even myself, you know, the opportunity to be able to play these football games, we don't know when that's going to end. So we want to make sure that we provided our guys with the opportunities to play as long as possible. So we reached out and asked if they would be willing to let us play at their place. And since, you know, you can control what happens at your place, and they were willing to do that. And I'm happy they were, because I didn't want to continue to put our guys on that roller coaster we have been on of highs and lows, you know, get a game and take a game away when we could avoid it. So thankfully they're giving us the opportunity to come there.
So 5.5 hours we're going to load up and play, and this game is going to be on Saturday.
It's going to be on Saturday at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So that's 5 o'clock our time. So we're just excited for the opportunity to go play a team of this caliber. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't want to lose that game. This is one of those games we had circled on our schedule just because it lets you know where you're at in Class A in the state of Kentucky. So I'm happy that we still have this game and that it's going to happen, even if it isn't going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will talk more about the logistics and some of the details of getting to Paintsville, which is way over in Johnson County, almost to West Virginia, Virginia border there. We'll talk more about all those details on the Coaches Show on Thursday. So for now, let's get back to the Caldwell County game. You've mentioned that you saw a number of bright spots in this game. Just kind of go over some of that, and then also that maybe some of the things from with the naked eye look like were really bad, and as you have examined this closer through film, maybe not as bad as it looked.
Yeah, so there were bright spots all over the field. Number one's our defense. My goodness, they flew around and really kept a strong, annually strong Caldwell County offense off the board. They, you know, they gave up one touchdown. The rest of the points on the board really could be attributed to our offense and the mistakes we made offensively. So our defense is playing at a high level right here coming out of the jump right here to start the season, and you should expect that early in seasons. Defenses are usually a little further along than offenses, and you know, as well as they play, you know, they can get that much better because you know they had that short turnaround as well to be able to get ready to play. And then things like on our offense, I really was defeated Friday night. You know, it was just like we had a game plan, and everything that we thought is what we got. So we felt like we had a good game plan going forward to be able to attack Caldwell, and we just couldn't get it clicking. We couldn't keep it clicking, whether it be mistakes, penalties, a missed assignment here or there, or just a bad read. You know, just we were just an inch off is what I've been saying about every time something bad would happen, just about an inch off, you know, very close to being able to be successful, and the things were there. So, but looking at the film, those things are all fixable. There's nothing that happened Friday night that's not fixable. Mm-hmm. We can fine tune that and get a lot better.
Of course, all those penalties, we have traditionally not made a lot of penalties, not beat ourselves in the penalty box, so to speak. But our historian Andy Hunt dug up a statistic that over the past 20 years we've only had 8 games with this many penalties, and a lot of them have been here lately. So I mean, what do you do to address that?
Well, I tell you what we do. We have Penalty Monday. First of all, that's something that we got to make sure we continue to do. You know, to sit here and hear a stat like that where our biggest penalty games are all under my tenure, just that's me and my lack of discipline demanding more discipline from our kids. And it's like I told them after the game Friday night, that loss was on me for not having them prepared to be able to go and do the little things or let little things go because we had limited time and things that we would typically have fine-tuned before playing our first game, I let slip. And it's the same thing with penalties, is the accountability that we hold our kids at, and I will take care of that. I made that promise to them that I will be better, and I need them to be better as well. So,
and you have to be careful because, and I know you know this, gosh, yeah. Penalties sometimes is just from playing aggressive, yeah. and you know, you can't help it.
Yeah.
So you can't take that away. You don't want to take that edge away.
Yeah, for sure. But here's the thing. You know, teams we play against, Caldwell County, they played aggressively, and they had 4 penalties.
Right.
You know, those are things that you look at. You know, we just have to look at these things and show the guys where they're making their mistakes, and we can fix it. You know, we had a couple penalties that were pass interference. That's 30 yards right there of penalties right there. And, you know, they weren't big blatant ones, but, you know, you got guys playing man coverage at times, you're gonna get those penalties. And it's things you have to accept and be willing to play through, but at the same time, you got to be able to get better. And we're going to do that starting today.
Have your players of the game. Xander Tabor was your offensive player of the game. He finished with 121 yards rushing. Nice outing for Xander. I know he was on the sideline, hurt a little bit on and off during the game, just struggling to.
Yeah, he took a shot on a screen in the back. Really, it actually was a really good shot.
It was on that middle screen, wasn't
it? Yeah, it got him in. You know, he's tough. He responded and went out and continued to fight. But he had a great game as far as yards go and stuff. He has a few big plays, you know. Had our only explosive plays of the night came through him and his legs. You know, the thing about X and his ability that I know he has is those grinder yards, and that's what I felt like he was missing. I can only remember one or two runs where contact was made and he grinded out. He's gotten faster, and he's looking for those explosive runs and looking to make more cuts and all that stuff, which that's great, but when we got to be able to make our mind up when it's not there, not to go side to side and give me those five that I know he's got in those legs.
On the line and defensively both, your player of the week is Dylan Yates. Just an outstanding game there for Dylan. On defense, had six solo tackles, six assists, and three tackles for loss and a sack.
Yeah, and you know, it's great that he's getting that recognition. You know, it's hard not to give him the lineman on the offensive side, and then on the defensive side, give him the player of the game. He's one of our few guys that are going both ways, and his motor never stops. He's just all over the place on both sides of the ball. He's playing at a level that we need to all be at. And the big thing to me, which was the most disappointing thing on Friday night, is the way he plays with the excitement. It didn't matter. There wasn't as many people on the sideline. He still was himself. Mm-hmm. He's just excited to play football all the time. And looking at some of the other guys, they weren't there. They didn't have that swag about them, that swagger, you know, that confidence of I got my – that you get when you play at a Crittenden County, when you got all the music and everybody, it's interactive and all that stuff. We were missing that. It's almost like we make a big play. That first run that X had, we make a big play and we get down the field, and it was almost like it was a job to get down there for the next play. There was no excitement there. And that's what I think we're missing right now. But Dylan Yates, he brings that every time he steps on the field, and really we just need to get more like Dylan. Mm-hmm.
Several other guys had great defensive nights. Yeah. Tyler Boone, 11 solos. Yeah. Braxton Winders had 8.
Yeah.
But and some others just really played very well.
Yeah, for sure. Our defense was dominant. You know, they did their job. There were some times where they could have got off the field that they didn't, gave up some big plays here and there. But as far as first down, second down, they were a force. And you know, Tyler Boone plays sideline like he always does, fast, getting where he needs to be and make sure that he makes those plays that the defense depends on him to make. And Braxton doing what he does, really being good off the edge and making his plays. But you know, you look in the secondary as well, you had a guy like Logan Bailey who played really great, came up and made a lot of tackles from the secondary position while being blocked on plays that could have been home runs for them, where they outflanked us and got outside on us. He comes up and makes really great plays in the open field, and he's a guy that we're looking for to have a great year. So I was excited about that.
Noah Perkins had 5 back
there. Yeah, Noah Perkins was coming up filling the alley, and when they were hitting those balls up the seam on us, he was able to secure those tackles. So
Noah McGowan had a great game.
Go all the way across the board.
Yeah, you sure can.
All those guys, you know, Caden had a great game as well. Our defense is good. Our defense is really good. But we want to be great, so we're going to keep pushing them.
And Braxton really punted the ball very well, and he's your special teams player of the week.
Yeah, that's the best Braxton's ever punted the ball. And
that may be the best high school punt I've ever seen.
To do that on the run like that, yeah, it's great. But, you know, in warm-ups, Braxton was struggling. I don't know if he punted one in warm-ups longer than 10 yards. He was shaking him off the side of his foot. He's really frustrated, you know. Just look at him. Tell him, get out of your head, man. Just let it go.
He did. He got the spiral on that one, man.
Put the pressure on him, you know. And when you got a punter that can do that and put the ball where he wants to put the ball, you have the opportunity to flip the field a lot. So,
So talk a little bit about your offensive line and your offense. You said an offensive line is a tough pickle to judge when you're out on the field until you really get back in the film room.
Yeah, definitely. Our offensive line, you know, I was frustrated Friday night. I felt like we weren't getting the time to throw, but it's not all on them. There were times where, you know, Caldwell County's rush, which they have a great defensive line. Caldwell County's defensive line is as good as you'll find.
I don't know that we'll see another one that good this year.
Yeah, they're fast up the field, you know. But our guys really did a good job for the most part, you know, some things that weren't as good is at the quarterback spot. We were slow on our drops. We were holding the ball. We were not looking downfield. We're not making our reads. Our eyes getting stuck in place like that. Stuff like that. That makes a difference too. So it may look like the line's not blocking, but really and truly, the ball should have never been there. It should be gone anyways. You know, those are things that are fixable. But there were times where we had some breakdowns in communication, and we got to make sure we get the signal so we're blocking correctly up front. But in the run game, they blocked well. You know, we were able to get positive yards most of the time, especially when we brought Turley in the box. He's a animal at tight end. Mm-hmm. I mean, he clears the side for you. You can run off his butt. That was the best thing we ever did, moving him tight end at the position he should truly be playing on offense, and it paid off for us a lot. We were able to run off his butt a lot Friday night.
So we were about 50-50 run pass, yeah, in that game. Is that what we can expect most of the year? Is that what you're shooting for?
That's what I'm always shooting for. I'm a 50-50 guy. I feel like you got to be able to make the defense defend both. If our line was bigger, I'd probably be more 60-40. But really what it comes down to, and I say 60-40 run, 60-40 pass. But really what it comes down to, you have to do what the situation calls for and what the defense is giving you. So we'll continue to build our offense and what we're doing, and just be better decision makers going forward. You know, people sit here and think that, you know, Luke had a bad game, and statistically he did, but, you know, being able to make those decisions and everybody being on the same page, it doesn't all fall on him. So we just got to be better all the way around.
Well, I know it was disappointing all around to, like you said when we started the show, a lot of hype in this game, a lot of expectation. And then in this COVID pandemic season, you know, to finally get to play football, and then to kind of sputter a little bit out of the gate. But hey, the good news is we play again this week. The bad news is it's six hours away.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wouldn't get to see this anyway because of the guidelines, the pandemic. So it'll be interesting to see. I know a lot of people are going to want to know if they can get into the game at Paintsville, what the ticket situation, and we won't know that for a few days.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that information here as soon as possible, and then out to the public. It'll be just the same. We'll make sure we take care of our players' families first, and then if there's anything left, we'll start spreading those tickets out and making them available to the general public.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach Thompson. Well, I'd hate to be out at practice a day and having to run, because I assume we're going to run a little bit today.
Well, I mean, you run every Monday.
Well, I enjoy running.
we gotta make sure that penalties are associated with reinforcement that they don't like. We're not looking for positive reinforcement to stop the penalties here. Yeah. We're not punishing them for penalties. We're just making sure that they understand that penalties aren't good. So we just got to take care of that.
All right. Well, we will see you on Thursday for the live coaches show.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. And remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.